At the very first sniff, he leaped into the air. For the ball was a hornet's nest, and hornets do not like to have rabbits hopping around their nest. At once they flew out to punish him. They stung him on the nose and about the eyes. They stung his ears and shoulders and back. Bunny Boy ran wildly this way and that, with the hornets sticking to him. He jumped into the thickest ferns, rolling and tumbling, until at last he had rubbed them all off. His nose, eyes, and ears burned as though they were on fire. Poor Bunny Boy rubbed them with his paw, but the more he rubbed, the more they burned. At last his eyelids began to swell and to close around his eyes. This frightened Bunny Boy terribly, and he started running again. If he could only find his mother before his eyes closed! But he could not find her, though he ran and ran. Soon his eyelids were closed tightly, and he could not see to run. Then the poor little rabbit sat down in the woods, far, far from home. Suddenly an awful thought came to him. Now that he could not see, any of his enemies could get him. The fox could creep up on him. The owl could swoop down upon him. Every sound he heard frightened him. At last he crawled into some bushes and lay there quietly, the most unhappy little bunny in the whole world. How Bunny Boy Got Home. Bunny Boy lay there a long time. At last he heard a noise. The sound was coming toward him. Was it an enemy or a friend? It sounded like a rabbit hopping along the path, but it might be a fox. Bunny Boy listened hard. The sound came very close to him. He was almost sure that it was a rabbit hopping slowly along the path, so he made a strange little cry. Then Bunny Boy's mother came hopping quickly along the path toward him. When she saw how terribly he had been punished for not obeying her, she did not scold him. He had learned his lesson. Very gently she led him down to the brook. Then she made him rub his face in the cool mud until it was covered. "Keep your eyes shut," she said. "Tomorrow we will come back to the brook and wash the mud off." When Bunny Boy reached the burrow, he was so muddy that his brothers and sisters did not know him. But they made a soft place for him in the burrow and were very quiet all the rest of the day.